Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Mixed Community Connection. My name is Susan Corwell, and today I'm joined with Jamie from Treadwell Farms.
First and foremost, tell us a little bit about Treadwell.
Sure. So I'm here today talking about a new company that my family has started. It's called Treadwell Farms. And just a little about us. We've been around farming in Florida for over 100 years on both sides of my family. My mom's family, the Kirklands, have been involved in the foliage industry, as have my dad, Glenn Treadwell's. My mom's family actually used to grow okra for a company that you've probably heard of, the Campbell Soup Company, back in the day. And then my father's family lived in the Panhandle since before the Civil War, and they owned a farm in the area, Gristmill, where all the farmers brought their crops in for grinding, et cetera. But they all, both families, moved to Apopka in North Lake County after World War II. Like a lot of families, they knew that there was a lot of opportunity in citrus and vegetables and the foliage industry. So they became involved in the foliage industry particularly. And my grandfather on the Treadwell side was really instrumental in starting the Apopka Foliage Festival and helping the area become known as a hub for foliage. My parents met in high school at Apopka High School, and so they're high school sweethearts and opened a nursery in 1974, which was just after I was born. So for me and my sisters, our whole life, we've been involved in agriculture in some way. And it's been good to us and our family, and we're excited to take that experience and apply it to a new crop, which is hemp.
Wow, that's a pretty long history you have there. So tell us a little bit about hemp for people that don't really know of it.
Sure. Well, one of the things that's exciting about hemp as a crop for Florida is that, you know, people may not understand that Florida's second biggest industry is agriculture. So it's important to us, especially while we're in this pandemic and our first industry, tourism, is affected. So the introduction of a new crop like hemp creates a lot of opportunities for farmers and hopefully a lot of jobs as new industries develop. Would it be helpful if I differentiated between marijuana and hemp, maybe to start, and then talked about some of the additional uses? Okay.
So yeah, definitely.
Okay, a lot of people get confused about hemp, and maybe they don't understand that hemp is a legal definition, just like marijuana is a legal definition. Hemp is a cannabis sativa plant that contains less than 0.3 THC. So, and that's defined by our laws and the U.S. Farm Bill. Hemp has the same rights as any other agricultural crop. So since it's part of the Farm Bill, it has some additional rules, but it works like citrus or tomatoes or other crops your listeners would be familiar with. Marijuana is also a cannabis sativa plant, but it produces more than 0.3 THC or is produced by a medical marijuana business. So both come from a cannabis plant, but a hemp plant has, the THC is not the main issue. Hemp can be grown for a variety of reasons. You've probably heard a lot about CBD or cannabidiol. It's something that people are interested in right now. And hemp can be grown for resinous buds or flowers, which can be used to make hemp oil or extract, basically like an essential oil. that can be used for products. But hemp has a lot of other uses like cloth, fiber, paper. There's even a house that's been built in Florida that's from hemp building materials, which is actually hurricane safe. So the possibilities are endless. I think right now, because of the interest in CBD, there will be a lot of development of different type of CBD products, but I'm really excited to see where this goes and what kind of problems we can solve with this more sustainable, will not clog our landfills material. We just need to let our innovators get at it and have the material to work with to see what they can create. So I think CBD is a big part of what we're going to be doing, but I'm especially excited to see what else develops as the industry grows.
Oh, absolutely. Now, we've been familiar with the fact that a lot of other states, like Colorado, Oregon, and Kentucky, have already done this. Why do you think we're a little behind, like here in Florida?
Well, I think Florida took their time to make sure that they could introduce this crop properly. And one of the things is, since this is our second largest industry, they have to make sure that we're not going to introduce pest or disease that would threaten, you know, our citrus or our vegetables or any of the other crops we have going. So it might seem like we're a little behind, but I think it's actually going to be an advantage for us because we can learn from those other places. And because this is a large industry for Florida, we have a lot of infrastructure that will support successfully launching the industry. The other thing we have going for us is our climate and the fact that we have the potential to have a longer growing season. We can grow things here when other parts of the country can't. And so that creates a great opportunity for us to grow more hemp at different times than many of the other states that you mentioned. So I think that another important part of Florida's law, which consumers particularly should be aware of, is our laws include a lot of consumer protections, and this is driven by the legislature, Governor DeSantis, and particularly our Agriculture Commissioner, Nikki Fried. Every product that's made in Florida has to include specific labeling, including access to third-party test results called a certificate of analysis that a consumer can easily review right on the product they're buying or on the company's website that will tell them that the product they're purchasing is free of pesticides, heavy metals like lead, mycotoxins, which is mold basically, and microbial contamination. So I think that I think we'll catch up quickly because we already have such a history and an experience in agriculture in Florida, but I think it's good for consumers in Florida that if they buy a product that's made in Florida, from hemp grown in Florida, they're going to know that it's safe and effective because we have to follow these steps that protect consumers.
Absolutely. And what is Treadwell Farms looking to do with the hemp crop?
So we have a lot of goals with hemp. The first thing that we're going to do is we have a farm ourselves, so we are looking to grow our own material that we can incorporate into the products that we develop. So just to give you kind of what all is involved, one, we have to grow the plant. Then we have to harvest the buds and the plant material. We will store it in temperature-controlled storage. We have to dry it and cure it to make sure that it's ready to go into the essential oil process. And then we'll actually create products. We've actually launched our first product, which is a CBD tincture that includes hemp extract, organic sunflower lecithin, and organic MCT oil. And then we have some flavors we've added as well. That's our first product we're developing, but we have a lot of other ideas, products that we can develop and make a use for all the hemp that farmers are growing in our area. We actually will also be processing that hemp, which simply means that we'll be creating the essential oil or the extract that'll be used for different products for our own Treadwell Farms products, but hopefully we can support other product developers that have a great idea from here in Florida and want to develop something and put it on the market. We are beyond excited that our farmers are putting their seeds in the ground now and that we're going to have our first hemp harvest in Florida this fall, and then we'll be able to make our products, from material that all comes from here locally, which I think is super exciting. And we have a group of farmers we're working with here locally to also help them transition to this crop. I know that might sound like a lot, but we have a lot of exciting ideas that we're really looking forward to implementing. And I hope people will be interested to follow along with us on our social media or on our website, because literally we're a growing industry.
Yeah, absolutely. When you approach the other farmers, how did they first feel about the situation, or how did they, what is their response that you noticed?
Well, what is interesting to me, just as somebody who's been in agriculture for multi-generations, is most of the farmers we're working with, they're family farmers. They're, you know, foliage growers who have multiple generations working, or they're vegetable or citrus growers with multiple generations. And they're excited about having a new profitable crop. I think especially with the challenges we've been having, which I think everyone's aware of, a lot of our farmers have been impacted just like everyone is with the global pandemic. It's disrupted supply chains. It's created issues for them. I think they're really looking forward to having a new crop to work with. They're looking forward to supporting local producers like Treadwell Farms with our products. And many of them I've talked to have been so encouraged by our community's support of their efforts, by supporting their farmers markets or retail options they've created in order to deal with the pandemic. And so we have a few farmers who are not going to be able to participate because of, you know, the impacts of the pandemic, but the majority of them are still planning to move forward with hemp. They're excited. Their children and grandchildren are excited. And I think it's encouraging to them to have a new project to work on. And so we're really hopeful that this is going to be a positive thing for the farmers and for our community that have been, you know, so impacted by everything that's going on in the world.
So tell us about the CBD that you've manufactured in Florida.
Sure. We have a manufacturing facility in Umatilla, which is in North Lake County, and we have two products right now. We have an essential blend CBD product and a citrus spice CBD product. They're both 1,200 milligrams of CBD, and it's in a whole plant hemp extract. So we have CBD, but we have other cannabinoids as well. Like I said earlier, we try to keep our products very simple. We believe we serve our customer best when we take, you know, when we get the most out of the plants that we start with and deliver that hemp extract to the customer. So our essential blend just has organic MCT from coconuts and organic sunflower lecithin, and then organically grown hemp extract. And our citrus spice is something that we did. We added the same ingredients as our essential, but we added turmeric, ginger, cinnamon, and orange. And that kind of helps with a few things. One is it may help the taste a bit for folks that may have a sensitive palate and aren't used to taking a CBD product, but it also provides anti-inflammatory benefits and may aid with digestion. So one of the things that's important for us at Treadwell Farms is that each ingredient that we use has a purpose, that it's carefully selected, that it's organic, and that it's meant to support the hemp extract to do its work. Our essential blend is $80, and our citrus spice is $85 on our website at treadwellfarms.com. That was another thing that's important to us, is we wanted to create a reasonably priced, potent product. 1,200 milligrams is pretty potent, so that customers would get a lot of value. And we want them to feel confident that it's safe and effective. They have easy access to certificate analysis. And we even made sure that our dropper is a dosable dropper with markings on it, so people can take the product very specifically. So if someone's new to CBD, it should be easy for them to use, and if they're an experienced CBD user, you know, we hope they will appreciate the care and attention that we've put into creating the product.
Definitely. So it sounds like there is a lot that we can do as customers to educate ourselves about CBD, and I know that some people are afraid to touch it and others who are quite willing, but what would you tell the other people that are just kind of apprehensive about it?
Well, I think one thing they should know about hemp CBD products is that they're considered generally safe. The main thing that you have to worry about is some of the consumer protections that I've already mentioned, which Florida's laws have taken care of, which is you should have easy access to a certificate of analysis from a third-party testing lab. When I say easy access, it means you should be able to go on their website and look it up, or you should be able to email someone and they should get it right back to you, or our products, and Florida requires our products to have a QR code on the bottle itself that you can scan with your phone, and you can see it right away so that you know this is what it says it is, and it doesn't have any of, it doesn't have any contaminants or anything that you should be concerned about. I think that particularly in the Southeast, maybe we're not as familiar with these type of products. I'm hoping. I know it always makes me feel more comfortable when I'm buying from local producers that are invested in my community, that it will make people feel more comfortable if they know that it is coming from the, that it is coming from Florida. I would recommend U.S. manufactured products. They're just more regulated. I think Florida's regulations in particular are really great for consumer safety. There are a lot of products coming from overseas that are not as well regulated, so definitely U.S. manufactured products, preferably Florida manufactured products, and that you should have easy access to a certificate of analysis that confirms that this is a safe product and that it is what it says it is. We have a lot of information on our website at treadwellfarms.com, including a lot of blog posts on things from how to read a certificate of analysis, how to select a CBD product, what's our body's endocannabinoid system, which is the system in our, of receptors in our body that respond to CBD and other cannabinoids. We've chosen to really invest in that level of education. So whether someone chooses to buy our products or not, we encourage them to take advantage of those resources to become more familiar and to know what to look for. And we'll always answer questions. Can contact us via our website or by phoning our office, and we'll do our best to help. Because we know an informed consumer, you know, is ultimately that's part of helping to grow our industry and creating opportunities for our farmers and for Treadwell Farms, you know, as hemp continues to grow and develop.
Absolutely. You've completely blown my mind today, to be honest with you. It's crazy. Is there anything else that we would like to touch base on that we haven't that you would like for everybody to know?
Sure. I think one thing just that a lot of people wonder about is if you're using CBD, you can always talk to your doctor about it or consult with your medical professional and seek advice. Also, I like people to understand one of the things that I like best about working with these products is it's sort of individual. It's a safe product, and you can work to find your correct dosing. That's why that dropper is really important. I can find the exact amount that works for me for the what I'm trying to deal with for me personally. I have an autoimmune disorder, and so it's really great that I can choose the exact dose that I need in order to help complement the thing to help take care of myself. That's really how I view my CBD, is it's something that I do to help take care of myself. Do your research. Please use our website. We have made the investment to have really good scientific information there that try to help consumers. And, you know, we want to help. We are here if our community has questions about our products, about farming, about hemp in general. We are so super excited to seize this new opportunity and develop something that will benefit Central Florida, that it will benefit Central Florida farmers, and that we really hope it's going to benefit Central Florida consumers as well, that either are looking for a different type of CBD or are looking to try CBD. We really want to be a trusted source for our community. It's very important to us.
Absolutely. Well, Jamie, thank you so much for all of your time. I really appreciate it. You've informed us as best as you could, and we'll make sure to pass the information along to everybody so they can look it all up on the site and ask you guys for help. And thanks again, and I hope you stay safe out there.
Well, thank you so much, Susie. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about something I'm so excited about, and I know that there have been a lot of not so great news lately. I'm hoping that our community can get excited about new opportunities with hemp and have something to look forward to as we usher in a new chapter for so many small businesses that really could, you know, use a little boost right now. So thank you again for giving me the chance to share about something I care about so much.